escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, asking the questions that matter. Like, am I currently watching a video of Chuck Norris beating up 1 million Logan Pauls? Yes.
Huh? Yes, I am.
Have you seen this video yet,
Alec? No, I have not.
We'll send you the link. Have you guys seen the video? I'm Kevin Hagelin. That right there is, oh, man, Corey Majors.
Yep.
We are back in the Metroplex just so we can see the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, how the heck we doing today before we get to them Rangers?
I'll tell you, the video of all the Logan Pauls getting destroyed by Chuck Norris has started my day off pretty good so far. Looking up right now on Good Morning Football, it looks like Colleen Wolf, Isaiah Stambacker hanging out with CeeDee Lamb. It looks like so now, I guess.
NFL, I love Isaiah.
Yeah, he's awesome. NFL Network had made their way out there. And, you know, we've been out there for it before, whenever they've been out there as well. So we'll keep in touch with what's going on at training camp. But, dude, I'm feeling pretty good right now after a weekend that was pretty strong.
Okay, I like it. I like it. Now, we got plenty to talk about with the Cowboys. We'll dip back in with Mickey Spagnuolo in about 20 minutes or so. But first, Alec, these are the days that I love, because you know how sarcastically, probably within the last month and a half, we said play all the hits and they had the one hit. This time, we have so many to choose from.
There's
I'm going to launch one. Oh.
It's number one.
Okay.
That's the most important.
That is actually, I was going to call for that. The Rangers are on effing fire. Take it away, Wyatt Langford.
And the pitch swung on and the drive well hit. Up the alley in left center field. That ball is way back, and that ball is in there for extra bases. One hop off the wall. One run home. Two runs home. Here comes Adolis, and he scores. Langford clears off the bases with a ringing three-run double, and it's 3-0 Texas in the first.
Now, the Rangers have been playing incredible in the second half of the season thus far. You know, and I go back to something that Boach said last Wednesday. He goes, I was worried maybe that the All-Star break was coming at the wrong time. Clearly, it has not. And by the way, for the person who said, I thought you were going to be in Germany, we leave for Germany on Thursday. And so I will keep working these first 3 days. So I'll be here Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and then we'll leave for Germany on Thursday because I love you guys.
Kevin, when we were at the Dodgers game the other night.
True.
Every time Carlos Correa did anything up at the plate,
oh my God, they booed the hell out of him.
They booed forever. All right. And I posted this on Twitter. I really love how much Dodgers fans hate the former Astros, like Carlos Correa, loud right. Boos. Sports hate is fun. And then I got this tweet from somebody. His name is Landon. And where is your team this season dancing around 500? Ha 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 ha. Remember when the same team that beat you in 7 games swept you a few weeks ago? Go sit down when you pee, crybaby. And he also has an egg as a profile picture, so that's awesome too. But Kevin, we were like 27 games out of first place at that point, I believe.
It's true.
And now we're 4. and we are hunting down the team that just got their asses swept by the A's, and the A's stink. So this is really awesome for
that
me right now.
That is also true.
Watching the Rangers. Is it the Undertaker coming up from behind?
From AJ Styles.
Here I come, guys. Don't worry. Like, this is an awesome moment to watch this Rangers team on this kind of a run right now. 9-1 in their last 10. And the way yesterday's game went was so much fun.
Can we... I don't know if we can agree on this as a group. I don't think we should say 9-1 in their last 10.
All right.
I think we should just say 8-1 since the All-Star break. Because that's a logical cutoff point. Whereas 9-1, you cherry pick that last win that you had, and there was a loss right before it. I think we should just say 8-1 since the break. But I've got something else for you. Alec, I know you're already excited. I was going to say catch the fever. I know you have the fever. I do believe, Corey, your Texas Rangers are 6 games above 500. You know the last time they were 6 games above 500?
2023.
It did happen this year.
Oh.
When they were 8-2 on Sunday, April the 6th.
To start the season?
Yes.
Wow.
So they started at a crazy pace of 8-2, and then don't totally worry about what happened after
you
that.
Keep going.
So if they win today,
mm-hmm.
This will be the most they've been above 500 all season. And I think that is terribly encouraging. Even more encouraging, like you said, Corey, is the fact that the Houston Astros have fallen off a freaking cliff and allowed the Rangers to catch up a remarkable amount in a really short period of time. But what I like even better than that is you can pick who you're excited about right now.
Yeah, that's true.
It Josh Young? Who's, you know what? And we can rattle through as many of these as you want. He's 8-18. That is a .444 batting average since he came back, and he has at least one hit in all 6 of the games that he's played since he came back from AAA. Now, Wyatt Langford, he has been struggling. You just heard that clip. There's actually another clip that we can play from, yeah, I believe it was yesterday's game, maybe it was Saturday as well. He has been looking really good. It's the fact that Marcus Semien almost got drilled in the face and then was like, big deal, I'll still walk it off. It's the fact that the Rangers lead Major League Baseball in 2-out runs scored this month. There are so many things to be excited about. And you know what I'm super pumped about? All the things we just listed were offensive.
Mm-hmm.
And that has been just a
for
most of the season.
So that's the number right there that the Rangers are at plus 74 run differential. Kevin, they were negative 5, negative 19, and all of a sudden now they're at plus 74. And you know what? No team has given up less runs than the Rangers. They're at 363.
Ooh.
The next closest team is the Royals at 395. That's 32 runs, I believe.
That's incredible.
According to my math.
All right, let me ask you guys a question. You just said math.
Ooh.
Now, Alec, Corey, normally I know.
Everybody else is over 400 runs, dude.
Math-based discussions are not normally your favorite. Mm. But, I'm gonna try to tease this for tomorrow. What if I told you math says the Rangers might be going in a magical direction? Would you allow a math exception for a segment?
Anything, Alec, I believe, right now to continue adding on to the awesomeness that's happening, I think I'll accept math conversation.
I feel like it's like a one-night-only situation, you
okay.
know? You see the no phones allowed and stuff. That's how I am right now. If it's going to keep driving this train forward, then sure.
Yeah, I'm in. All
yeah.
right, show
okay.
us.
Okay.
Are you doing it right now?
No, we're doing it tomorrow. Because we have too many other positive things to talk about right now. We have too much. Our positivity overfloweth.
I was getting so excited.
All right. Well,
math.
I like it. Now.
Plus.
Okay.
The division is at stake right now.
I got it. That is actually pretty good. I'll give you a big giant thumbs up for that. So this is Texas's second straight sweep. That's the first time the club has accomplished back-to-back sweeps since August 1st through the 6th of 2023 against the White Sox and the Marlins. So again, it's been almost 2 years since they've done this. Now, the segment is called "The Rangers Will Never Lose Again."
Ever.
And I heard RJ say we just put the jinx on them. I don't know if I agree with that. There are 56 games left. I'll go look up what was the longest win streak in the history of Major League Baseball. I feel pretty confident it's nowhere near 56.
Didn't we? I mean, we are kind of pointing out, though, as this stretch hit, let's go 42-20. And if you really want to do something like that, you have to have these types of things. These types of, I don't think they're going to win all 62 games down the stretch here. But I do think that they are capable, the way they are playing right now, of winning many, many games to put them in great position to be in the playoffs.
Look, when that person said go 42-20, guess what they've done since then? They're 6-0.
Let's go.
So, I mean, you could not have a better start to the scenario than that.
From the 817, restart the season now, and we're going 162-0. And I agree.
But I thought you just said that they wouldn't win 56 in a row.
But that's different between 162-0. They could, if we restart the season, Kevin, is what I'm saying. Right now they can't, obviously. But if they restarted the season, they're not going to restart the season.
That would be a pretty bold
fact.
Man, when would the season end then? You're running neck and neck with like
Super Bowl.
Yeah, that feels like a terrible move. Now, I love the compliments that Bruce Bochy had about Marcus Semien. So I'm sure you guys saw on Saturday, Marcus Semien damn near gets drilled in the face. Like, thank God for the batting helmet and the little flap and everything like that. And Bruce Bochy goes, oh yeah, you can't take him out. He's just hard headed, which like that feels like a buddy's compliment, right? When he's like, oh yeah, no, you can't insult him. He's too dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just love it. Kind of felt like a playful little jest right there. And then we get the game winner. Give me cut number 5. In case you didn't know what happened, I think you're going to like this cut.
In the 0-1, swinging a hard hit ball, diving for it, Williams, he can't get it, it's into left center, Smith around third, he's in to score, it is a walk-off win for the Rangers on an RBI single by Marcus Semien, Rangers win it 6-5 in 10.
And I love the rest of his quote, Boch, about Semien. He ended up winning the ball game after getting smoked. I can't say enough great things about Marcus Semien. And we go back to the start of June. And remember, we had kind of tracked the progress of Marcus Semien taking off, being almost exactly in line with the Texas Rangers in general taking off. And I thought Saturday was just a great example of it.
Yeah. And let's go back to the Langford three-run double real quick. When Jock Peterson, I believe, struck out, and then Langford's coming up, and I felt so confident. I was like, no, Langford, this team's all kind of in a groove right now. Langford's going to get something right here. First pitch, about 10 feet outside, umpire calls it a strike, and Langford doesn't even blink.
Yeah.
He's just like, whatever, dude. Okay, fine. Couple more pitches in, bam! Drives one to left center, and I was like, man, that's a bases clearing double right there. Kevin, there was a time when you just felt that it was futile. Runners were on, we're not scoring. It just right now it feels like any chance we have to score, we might. And like that's the difference between the early part of this season and where we are right now. The comfort and confidence I have in these guys when they step up to the plate is far more than what we had earlier in the season. It's two different teams right now, dude.
Yeah.
Two completely different teams. And their confidence just keeps going up. And you know Boch has got to be sitting there going, exactly how I drew it up. Let's get hot late in the season and let's go on a run, baby.
I mean, look, who are we to question the wisdom
confidence
of Bruce Bochy? From the 817, hearing that call makes me want to wave my shirt out the window while I drive down the road. Don't do that for safety purposes, but that level of enthusiasm.
I don't think you should tell people what to do.
I normally agree with that.
Let the law tell them what to do.
I think
you should just be supportive.
No, but see, here's why that's a bad idea. I don't know about the radio access in prison, and I feel like if you drive with your head out the window and cause some sort of massive pileup, unless you play for the Chiefs, you'll get serious jail time.
Okay.
If you play for the Chiefs, it'll be fine. They don't really care about enforcing the law with that team. But then you won't be able to listen. Mm-hmm. And so
I see where you're going.
Yeah,
with this.
So we absolutely don't want that. Now, You've got another series, and we'll talk about it more as the day goes.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
It was long, but Corey, you made reference to the fact that you have gained incredible amounts of ground in the AL West. And we'll talk again about that, I think, around noon. But got another big series against a team that hopefully you can put like away for the rest of the season in the Angels.
Absolutely, man.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's go back to Oxnard and talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola, right here on 105.3 The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We're back in the DFW. However, we will keep checking in with our good people in Oxnard right now on the Wild Fork Foods hot seat, wildforkfoods.com. Elite game day grilling favorites. It is our Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you guys today?
We're good. Do you miss us already?
Yes. I expected to walk into this tent and just you guys were going to appear.
It could still happen. You never know. Now, I know it isn't the old school physicality. We talked about how you're never going to go back to the way these practices used to be. But I am still curious from a bigger standpoint. What do we see? What do we learn from padded practices? Not just yesterday, but just in general.
Yeah, I think that you get a better idea of, especially the running backs. Guys are just tagging up. Well, now they're at least getting in the way and simulating a tackle. So you have a better idea of their intentions when they run the football. Are you running through tackles? Are you just trying to avoid tackles? And then once you get hit, Are you keeping your legs moving? So I think those types of things. I think for wide receivers, it's easy to go out there and catch a pass, you know, like you're playing 7-on-7 flag football.
Right. Yep.
But then when the thought comes into your mind that, oh, that guy might hit me when I'm up in the air trying to catch a ball. Now, do you have the nerve to go up and still make that catch and survive going to the ground? So I think those are the things. And even on the offense and defensive line, you get a better idea of what those guys are actually doing instead of kind of pantomiming up there or what they used to call brother-lawing. It's like, hey, I'm going easy here. You go easy on me. You know, then that stuff used to happen. So, yeah, I think it's different. The offensive linemen have at least a fair advantage now because they can use their pads. So I think those are the things that come out once the pad. Even if you're not putting the guy on the ground, if you're not tackling fully. I saw a neat drill the other day. I don't think I'd seen it. So they were simulating tackles and taking the guy onto the mattress on the ground for better description, maybe what it is.
Okay.
But the guy that was accepting the tackle had a full body red cushion they were holding to, so that when they hit the ground, not only was his back supported, but the front of his body was supported with the guy coming down on his body. So to not have to absorb the physicality of, and they were only taking what, one or two steps and then making the tackle and driving the guy to the ground. But I said, well, there's a new contraption that they're trying to keep guys healthy.
Yeah.
How often do you get to use the word contraption, you suppose, Mick?
In football, right?
Yeah.
They got a lot of contraptions. They put one on their helmet, you know, and those were on yesterday also, by the way. I forgot the Guardian helmets. The Guardian. I was going to call them pillows, but they're kind of like pillows, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're using a lot of things to try to keep guys healthy, and yet I've got a list of injuries here now that have cropped up over the last couple days, and it always takes me back to what Brad always used to say when we were in training camp. Oh, back in the day, he said we go to training camp to see who's going to get hurt.
Mm. Oh, and who can stay healthy? That's can you kind of update us a little bit then on Jones, span forward? With Jones, what would be the plan on replacing?
That's funny that it was just yesterday. Nate and I were talking about how it's been difficult for the Cowboys to find a veteran backup offensive tackle. And he said, you know, I like what this Rob Jones is doing. And, well, so did they, because they had him working with the first team on Saturday. Booker was second, and then they went back to normal yesterday. And right away he gets what they're calling a broken bone in his neck, and he's probably out 2 to 3 months. So there goes, you know, and it happened last year with Edoga, right?
Yeah.
They were going to kind of ease Guyton in, and then the first week or as soon as they put the pads on, he gets hurt. And, you know, and it's like, okay, there goes the veteran backup swing tackle. And then he was hurt off and on during the season. So Rob Jones looked like, you know, okay, they may have solved this. This is a guy that started 17 games last year. Well, at least at guard, but he could play some tackle, right? And then that happens. So, you know, the search for the backup tackle, swing tackle, goes on. And I would think right now between Adeniji, who stepped in for Steele, who had a sprained ankle, Awesome Richards and Nate Jones, they kind of like, seventh-round draft choice last year. Right now, those would be kind of the candidates to help out at the tackle position. And they've got some guards, but it would have been nice to have a guy like that had starts under his belt to help out.
And then on span forward, what do we the tight end room got very rich yesterday.
Yes, it did, as a matter of fact. And it was an indication, as Stephen Jones said, it's like, you know, we pay those who want to get paid. Which was kind of a dig, right?
Oh, for sure.
Seems like yeah. That's all that's happening is a bunch of digs right
yeah.
now.
Yeah,
right.
And then with Jerry being like, I don't know, the chant sounded louder for Pay CD last year. And, like, I think it was CD who said it. And if it wasn't, you can help me out here. Don't get into a media war with Jerry because it's just not going to work out. And that's the way I feel, too.
Yeah, or go ahead and sign the contract.
As a Cowboys fan, I would support if that happened.
You know, it's like they get accused all the time of dragging their feet, right? Well, sometimes the player's dragging his feet because he's looking for more than, you're asking for, the stars and or the moon, and you'll settle for the stars, right, when it comes to contract.
Right.
And, you know, my understanding in the offseason, this thing with Parsons was just about settled. And then his agent got involved, and it got unsettled. So think about what Jake Ferguson did. You sign a four-year extension for $52 million, $30 million guaranteed with a $12 million signing bonus. So I don't know what kind of financial accounts he has, but he's got $12 million in the bank today, right?
That's right.
Because he got paid.
That's a good day.
Okay. He was scheduled this year to make a base salary of $3.4 million. He just got $12
million. Right.
Now, do you think he understood the finances of that? It's like, I could wait till next year to get paid, and I'll make 1/18th of $3.4 million this year a week. Or I could sign a year early and put $12 million in the bank and have 30 more or a total of 30 more of 30 more million guaranteed.
So,
now, I'm not an accountant, and I wasn't a finance major, but that sounds like a pretty good deal to me if I'm getting my money a year early.
Okay, I've always been curious about how this works with the agents, because, like, Jake Ferguson is a good player, but nobody's here to argue, like, today, right here, right now, that Jake Ferguson would be a market resetter or anything like that. Do you get the sense that whether it's from the agents or whether it's from the NFLPA, that some of these higher end players like Micah, who are potential market setters, get pressure put upon them to, like, hey, no, you got to get that extra million. You got to get that extra 2 million. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. A lot of times the owners get accused of colluding.
Sure.
The agents do it. The NFLPA does it because they think if let's just use Micah Parsons as an example. If he gets paid the highest, then the next guy that gets paid that's in that category, he's going to want more than that. And
right.
Now that position's salaries are going up, and that's good for the league, right? And it's good for the players. Absolutely. You got to, if you go in and somehow, like, you restructure a contract and take a pay cut just to get some money early, but you're not getting as much, the NFLPA gets all over the guy.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Right.
You can't take less money. You got to get more money. So, yeah, your perception is absolutely right that they monitor that and they put pressure not only on the agents, but the players, too.
I was really fascinated. I just thought it was funny yesterday. The tight ends coach, Coach Wells, saw Jake Ferguson drop a ball and said, all that money and you're going to drop the ball? Come on now. Like, you need that sort of levity during training camp. This is a long run, right?
Right, yeah. Or Schottenheimer say, well, now he can afford that ring he bought his sweetie, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay,
yeah.
Although she's got some money too, right?
Yeah, right. And then Ferguson gets up there and he goes, yeah, I was already paid for her, just like that. It's like, I could afford it. But just think of the difference in pay, and for the Cowboys doing it the way they did. So when you give them that signing bonus, you can stretch it out, prorate it over 5 years into this year, and then the 4 year extension.
I support that idea. Yes,
right, and then your salary cap only goes up $500,000 from what it was going to be. It was going to be like 3.5 something, and now it's right at 4. And you invest it in the future, and again, there's still a couple guys out there that I think they're working on for sure.
Is Tyler Smith one of those people, you think?
I think he's got to be in the group with Deron Bland. Who else am I thinking of that's been here for a while? But those two guys for sure, I would imagine they're talking to. And, you know, and take you know, Tyler Smith for an example. He's 24 years old.
Sure.
You know, he's almost like now with you know, I know Sadiq Charles is there, but with Rob Jones out, he's almost like the old man in the room at 24.
That's crazy.
But he can get his money a year early. And generally, just looking at the history of stuff like that, if you're going to get your money a year early, then the team's looking for somewhat of a discount.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And
escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
And even if you get it early, by next year, you're not going to be the top paid guy, right? And
sure.
You're only going to be the top paid guy usually at a position for 1 year, whether it's quarterback, defensive end, cornerback, you name it, because next year somebody's going to pass you up. And so, but boy, that it's just such it's like a badge of honor that, well, I'm the top paid guy at that position. Well, next year you won't be. So what's the deal? Get your money and put it in the bank. Mm-hmm. Don't you think, you know, I don't know what the signing bonus would be for Micah Parsons, but it's got to be 30, 40 million, right?
Right.
At least.
Do you think he thinks that money is there regardless? You know what I'm saying? Like, even if he doesn't have the best year in the world, do you think he's like, that money will still be there for me?
Well, but here's the deal. He's under contract, which everybody forgets, right?
Yeah, that's true.
And so what if they stretch it out? And, you know, I was trying to think over the years. I can't remember anybody in one of these contract negotiations that was holding out missed the season. Didn't happen. Like, I can think of back in 90, it was somewhere in those Super Bowl years, Darren Smith, the linebacker from Miami, he held out And then what he did was you have to play, I think it's 10 games. You got to play a certain amount of games to get a year
right,
of service.
Right.
And he held out until it got to that point so he could play all those games and then be a free agent again the next
year. Yeah, because otherwise
year.
It just rolls over. Yeah.
It just rolls over. And I can't think of anybody. Oh, I know. There was an offensive lineman. I believe he was from A&M. And this would have been back in the 80s, mid to late 80s. And he was a fifth-round draft choice. And he didn't report the training camp. He didn't report the start of the season. And I remember asking Tex Schramm, I said, are you worried about getting this guy done? And in so many colorful words, and you can guess what words started with, the
right.
letters. Right?
He wasn't happy.
He
yeah.
said, are you think I'm worrying about a such-and-such fifth-round draft choice? Are you kidding me? And the guy missed the whole year and went into the draft the next year. And I think he was a sixth-round pick the next year. But
wow.
he missed the whole year. And I'm thinking, with the amount of money that's being thrown around, no one's going to miss a year.
Yeah.
No one wants to miss more than a game or so, right?
Yeah. Oh, I'm with you on that.
So we spend all this time talking about it, and then it gets settled.
Yeah. I agree with that for sure. Thank you very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow.
All right. I'll see who gets hurt today.
Oh, no.
Hopefully not, but he's got a point.
Oh, no.
Thanks, Mickey. And Kevin, I think Le'Veon Bell would be a name that a lot of texters are sending in right now.
And that's who I thought of as well. I think he was going more specifically with just the Cowboys, but that is immediately who I thought of. How did that turn out?
It didn't
for
turn
him?
Out so great.
Yeah.
At all.
No. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets, where Paul Skeens is even better than you think. And so are the Rangers. Next on the Fan.
And now Del Castillo. Last batter for Skeens. Fly ball. Left center field. Fam, Cruz, and Cruz puts it away. Six shutout innings for the incredible Paul Skeens.
Thank you very much to the incredible Paul Skeens, of course, but also Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas, bringing us that report from Mickey Spagnola. And right now, Reliant Air Conditioning gimmick-free AC repair and replacement brings you Baseball Nuggets. And I want to start by talking about Paul Skeens. Yesterday, six innings pitched, gave up three hits, one walk, no earned runs, and nine strikeouts. He has made five starts this month and given up runs in one of them.
I'm sorry, what did you just say?
Five starts this month, and he gave up runs in one of them.
How many?
Two. And so, you know, pretty good. Three walks versus 36 strikeouts. And then there's this. So Paul Skeens right now has an ERA of 1.83. He has an opportunity to have two sub 2.0 ERA seasons before he turns 25. As it stands, Ed Walsh, Addy Joss, and Mordecai Three Finger Brown are the only other pitchers in MLB history that have had at least 40 starts with a sub-2 ERA in the AL or the NL. Now let's take it a step further. Paul Skeens, if he finishes the season below 2, he'd be the 31st pitcher to have two or more sub-2 ERAs of at least 20 starts. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But there's been 31, so there have been 30. Only two of those pitchers did it by age 23, Walter Johnson and Ed Rollback, and they both did it more than 100 years ago. So
I bet they also did it in they pitched nine innings every game.
That's true, and they had the weird gloves.
They only had one pitcher on the roster, and they're like, he's got to go. This is a doubleheader.
It is weird. It feels like baseball used to be like softball, where they had one pitcher, and then they're like, that other guy, he might pitch sometimes.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Nobody else can throw it over the plate. I mean, yeah. You got to use somebody.
No one has done this in more than 100 years, what he's on pace for. And as you can probably guess, he's also on pace to win the Cy Young.
Yeah, that ERA just keeps dipping. Here's the thing, though, that I expected a pitcher who was striking out about 10, 11 a game, like right. Double digits every night. He's only hit double-digit strikeouts once this year.
Oh.
And that was game two, Kevin, of this month.
So it's been downhill since
then. No, it's been fine. But this month, so he 5, 10, 6, 6, 9. But he doesn't crack double digits as often as you would just think, like, oh, that's a strikeout pitcher. He is a strikeout pitcher, but dudes just don't hit him. The other thing, too, 6 innings is pretty much it. He's gone 8 innings once this year.
Do you think that's him, or do you think that's the team?
I think it's team.
Cowards.
But it's probably the smartest thing to do for his arm rather than... Because that's probably the smartest thing for him.
All right.
But he is very good, and as a lot of people are pointing out, it does sound like you like him more than Nathan Eovaldi.
No. They're in different leagues. So when they play in the world, well, that's not going to happen.
The other thing, too, yeah.
The Pirates are never going to make the World Series.
We don't have enough Wednesdays left in the year.
That's a good point.
But he also, he's in the National League, dude, and he doesn't have to hit like the olden days. That's another thing, you know? Now he just goes out there and throws for 6 innings.
Plus, by the way, if you recall the discussion we had on Thursday or Friday, Nathan Eovaldi's ERA is almost a third of a run better than that.
Yeah,
so good. Good job, Paul Skeens.
So good.
You're getting closer.
You're getting closer, man.
Yeah.
One of the greats.
You're not quite there, but you're getting closer. Good for you. I'm proud of you, I guess.
As we said we would be early on in his college career.
Now let's talk about Nick Kurtz. Had one of the most incredible games in the history of baseball, especially modern baseball. He had 4 home runs. I believe he went 6 for 6 and had 19 total bases. As the A's beat the brakes off of the Astros 15-3. Now, you already talked about it. The Astros are spiraling. And I just wanted to point out, while they're spiraling as a team, an individual in Nick Kurtz went ahead and, you know, added a little bit more to it.
He beat the snot out of him by himself, dude.
He really did.
I love it.
It tied the MLB record, I believe set by Sean Green, with 19 total bases.
How'd Sean Green turn out?
He was okay.
There you go.
But not great.
All right.
Mark Kotze, the A's manager, said it's arguably the best game I've ever watched from a single player. I could see how if you're in the dugout and you see one of your dudes hit 4 home runs and go 6 for 6. Yeah, I am also sold that that's probably the best game I've ever seen.
He had 4 hits in 3 games against Texas. He's had 11 hits. He had 11 hits in 3 games against the Astros.
Holy moly.
He had 4 against Texas. And again, you know, do you have a home run? He had a home run. He had 4 in 1.
It is incredible.
And what a rookie season he's having, too. I mean, it's pretty nice to see what he's doing.
He has taken quite the commanding lead to win AL Rookie of the Year.
And he's going to be very good for somebody when he gets traded down the road.
Oh, because
that's what
happens
with the A's. That's just, they're a farm team.
Yeah, I'm not trying to say it's a true race. I just wanted to throw this out there. Cal Raleigh is now up to 41 home runs, while at the same time, Aaron Judge went to the IL. Now, the good news is there was no UCL damage because they were concerned about that. But he did go to the IL, and when he comes back in the short term, the Yankees said that they're not going to have Aaron Judge play first base. They're going to have him DH until he's ready to go back out into the outfield. And so it's just interesting because I wonder if... And I know Aaron Judge has some very sizable statistical advantages when it comes to OPS and stuff like that. I wonder if he misses a little bit of time, comes back, and is a DH for a good chunk of time, if that gives more weight for some people to the statistics of Cal Raleigh as he's playing the most difficult position on a day-in, day-out basis, as opposed to if Aaron Judge is DHing. You know?
It's a plumpy dumpy. That is true. I've often said that.
You've said that about Cal Raleigh too, didn't you?
I think that was specifically about Cal Raleigh. That's Kevin, I know what you're saying about should we think this way about this? but doesn't fame sometimes take over in this conversation for whatever reason? And the name of Aaron Judge could take over?
See, believe it or not, I think that might actually work against him. Because, you know, we've all talked about it. Alec, I know you mentioned it just last week, maybe 2 weeks ago. Voter fatigue. And I do wonder if they're like, hey, it's a catcher. They don't get enough love. Let's give it to him.
Valid.
That's just a thought. In case Pete Crow Armstrong also wins the MVP. People are like, oh, I've written Shohei's name down so many times. By the way, speaking of Shohei Ohtani, Dave Roberts said that Shohei Ohtani is going to start on Wednesday. I believe the goal is to get 4 innings out of him. But he also said it should clear the way for potential for the 6-man rotation for the Dodgers. You know, we've talked a lot about that, and if you're going to see more and more of that in baseball, and Dave Roberts did say essentially, like, I mean, it makes sense that perhaps we would do the 6-man rotation.
I'm always curious on that front when it comes, when you're basically saying, let's do a 6-man rotation for one pitcher.
Sure.
And how do all the other pitchers on staff feel about it? And if they're all like, you know what, this is going to benefit me the most, as well as benefit the team, because it's clearly, it's going to benefit the team.
Sure.
If that one guy who is good.
Especially given all the injuries they've had.
Yeah. But, I mean, just think about this with every rotation. Think about this with the Rangers. If they said DeGrom, well, does Evaldi want that?
Oh, he'd be so mad.
And so that's where I kind of stand on it. But this could be the future, Kevin. It could be starting right now.
Oh.
The future starting in the present.
Like Dippin' Dots.
Oh, my God.
By the way, in case you care, MLB.com raised the Rangers up in their power rankings from 17 to 13 and pointed out that during his 27-game on-base streak, Corey Seager's hitting .340 and slugging nearly .700.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Yeah, wow. We were looking at it the other day. We were like, .275. I think he's at .273 right now, but .275. Are you serious? Yeah, that's what happens when Corey Seager is good, is in his place.
Oh, my God.
He goes
on
this type of stretch.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, Cowboys questions that matter, even back in the DFW. Next on The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.